Hi, I'm Elisa Lamel, Legal Content Specialist for Krauss Financial Services. Today, I'm joined by Jim Blake, the founder of Bambiz. Bambiz is a marketing firm that provides online marketing services primarily to elder law and estate planning attorneys. Headquartered in Northeast Florida, Jim and his team help attorneys from coast to coast to grow their firm and enhance their digital marketing efforts. Bambiz helps attorneys by providing support with a variety of online ad strategies, including workshops and webinars, social media and YouTube, and email management newsletters. Today, Jim will be sharing some tips for leveraging your digital marketing presence to attract more clients.
Jim, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's dive in right away. Tell me a little bit about Bambiz and what you do there to help elder law attorneys.
Definitely. So what we found is that most elder law and estate planning attorneys, they really struggle to get in front of quality clients, and they don't really know how to promote what they do to their area. They want to serve their communities and as many families as possible. But what we do is we help the elder law and estate planning attorneys get noticed in their communities so that they stand out from their competition and they really can grow their practice. We do that with online marketing. And there's really three types of firms that we help. The first one is like those that want to DIY it, so do it themselves. The other ones are ones that maybe they have like a one-off services, like they need some help with SEO or with online advertising. And then there's firms that are just like, just you do it and I don't want to deal with this anymore. And so those are like the fully managed clients. So we help all different types of firms with whatever they need.
Oh, perfect. So when you have these attorneys come to you, whether it's from any of those three types of firms, what service are they typically requesting or what are you getting the most requests for?
Yeah, I would say like our go-to has always been like workshops and webinars, although we don't really like to use the word webinar anymore, like maybe like a master class or an online workshop seems to be a little bit more popular, but really filling those with qualified people in their local community. We've been getting a lot of requests lately for people that want to generate more clients from their existing websites or like a website redesign as well. So that's been very popular as well. But typically it's getting quality people to watch their message so they can learn more and then hopefully help those clients by having them retain them.
Oh, perfect. So when we're looking at digital marketing content, there's a lot of different platforms you can use, ranging from short educational videos to, like you said, a masterclass, to even blogs or doing articles updated weekly or monthly. So what do you recommend is the type of medium that these attorneys should focus on for their marketing efforts?
Yeah, so in a perfect world, I would say all of the above, right? But in reality, we know that's not gonna be the case for most practices out there. What we would recommend if you're just starting from zero is let's go ahead and get a in-person workshop or webinar if you're more comfortable with that going. And so within a 30-day span of doing something like that, you can go from nothing to having a packed event, right? That's, you know, turns into business for you. And then from that point, we would have them add some other things. So the first thing would be like an email follow-up campaign so that you take those, that group of people that have just watch your presentation, if that's a webinar or a workshop, and you're following up with them. They don't just go into the abyss. We've seen too many times where there's a really successful workshop that one of the elder law attorneys are host, and then you know a percentage of those folks become a client of theirs. But majority of those people, they never follow up with ever again. And so basically they're doing them a disservice because you don't just like sign up for an elder law presentation if there's not some kind of a need either now or in the immediate future. So making sure they have an email drip campaign, a weekly email newsletter going out. And then once that starts to get going, I would say SEO and blogging. So you basically just, you start to ladder them on top of each other and you're using the revenue that you're generating from that initial marketing of the workshop or the webinar to feed the marketing so you can build that entire system out.
Perfect. So it sounds like it's comprehensive and all the little things that they should be doing to add on to each other.
Definitely. And I mean, one of the things, I mean, too, if, you know, you're not, some people just don't want to do workshops, right? They don't want to do webinars. They don't want to do that type of a thing. And so what we would also recommend is to take like a higher level view of like your current website. So I'm assuming that all the attorneys have a website, and you know, it might just be a Facebook page or whatever, but they need to start looking at those differently, because we've seen a lot of firms that the website showcases the attorneys too much. And so an easy way to start getting more clients at your practice is to shift the focus from the attorney to the client and how you can solve their problems. So we like to say that the attorney's not the hero. The client is the hero of the website. And if you're changing that perspective, so you think back to yourself, what do people come to us? Like, why do they have issues? What issues are they having before they retain us? And if you can answer some of those questions on your website, simple and easy to read, then you're going to get a lot more clients generated just from your website.
So if attorneys wanted to focus more on their video content, so let's say they want to focus, or we'll move it to in-person events, maybe webinars or some seminars. First of all, which one is better in those two instances?
As far as like a webinar goes or like a live in-person event, they're both really good. For example, I'll kind of tell you like what we see on the numbers wise. It's going to take about the same amount of marketing, like investment, to get somebody to watch a webinar as it is for them to come to a live event. And so there's going to be different firms out there that have different ways that they follow up with people and that they like to do things. But overall, attorneys tend to like the in-person events, because you don't need to be like a sales professional, or you don't need to be following up with people as much to still retain clients. If you get a room with 20, 30, 40, 50 people in there, 50 families, 30 families, by default, just you being a human being and talking to people, people are going to connect with you. And there's going to be some percentage of those people, no matter what, that do need your help now, and they retain you from that point. Whereas a webinar, my dog could start barking. My kid could start crying. I could get a phone call. I might not watch the whole thing. I might have requested to watch your webinar at midnight, and your webinar took too long and I turned it off. And I don't, you know, for example, like, you know, your grandparents that might be watching this, they might have an iPad and watch your webinar, but they might not actually have access to their email. It might be managed by another family member, or they don't even remember the password. So making sure that your follow-up when you're doing a webinar is top-notch. So the attorneys and the law firms that have a great follow-up process for the leads that are generated for a webinar or a masterclass or whatever they're calling those, they'll see a great return on those. But the ones that kind of leave it to chance and cross their fingers, they're much better off doing a live in-person event.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. So what would you recommend is that first step for attorneys that, okay, they want to put out some video content, they want to do, whether it's a short educational series, or that's like we said, a webinar, or maybe even recording their in-person events. What is the best way to start getting that out rather than just hosting it on your website and waiting for people to find it?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want people to just, you know, find it. So you're going to, I'll kind of step back a little bit. Really, what you'll want to do is figure out what they're looking for. So like kind of was to what I was talking about with the website, step back and go, before people reach out to us, what are the issues that they're facing? What can we help solve before they make that initial phone call to us? And what clients do I actually enjoy working with? So you have to kind of start with the end in mind to start building out the things that you want to create in your content. So that might be short videos or downloadable resources, or even webinars. So you think, okay, well, I really enjoy working with crisis, you know, planning cases. Okay, great. And so when somebody's going to have in a crisis situation, what are the 3 to 5 pain points that they're experiencing before they reach out to us? So you sit down in a room with, you know, some of your staff, and you come up with these pain points that 80, 90% of the people have before they make that phone call to set up the initial meeting with you. Okay, great. And so then you'll have a list of things that you want to make content out of. And so you'll have this content, you can make it short videos, you can make a quick couple paragraph thing and save it as a PDF and use that as an educational guide. And then what you'll do is you'll strategically place those on your website, on your social media, on your Google Business pages. And by default, people that are having those issues in those circumstances that find you online will read those materials, watch those videos, and then making a clear call to action in those pieces of content. So if you're making a video, it needs to not just end with, thank you so much for watching this video. It needs to end with, in order to have us help you go through this process, make sure you click the button below and schedule a 15-minute conversation with our office staff so that we can see if this is something that you can handle on your own, if you're going to need some professional assistance with this, or whatever that next step is for your firm. Sometimes it might be the full consultation if they offer free consultations. It might be a screening call. It might be a questionnaire, but always start with that in mind. And so that way these materials generate your ideal clients and then it feeds them into your process so that you can start actually helping them.
So attorneys that do that process, that structure it that way, and I'm assuming work with your office to get that sort of program in place, what type of return on investment are they seeing?
Well, I mean, that definitely varies. I mean, for example, if you're doing something like a workshop, you know, and you have 30 families that sign up for a workshop, 20 of them actually show up and 5 of them go forward, and your average plan is $5,000 for those particular people, you know, you've made $25,000 from that. And so if it costs you $5,000 to put the event on, you made $20,000 in revenue, and then, you know, rinse and repeat that on a, you know, bi-monthly, you know, monthly, whatever that ends up being. Some people like to do workshops with 10 people. Some like to do 100 people. It just depends. So you can kind of figure out what that looks like for you. Because like we said, we work with attorneys with one office and two team members. And we work with some that have multiple offices and 20, 30 attorneys, right? So there's a lot of room for what it is there. But I mean, if you can just increase your website traffic, you know, like conversion just by a little bit. I mean, you know, one case a month on that can be a significant increase in your revenue.
True. And so just like you mentioned, I'm sure this varies by firm size as well. But an attorney that decides to work with a company to put a marketing strategy in place rather than wanting to figure it all out themselves, how much billable time are they saving by getting someone to help?
So it's funny because I'm thinking more about that. We actually did a blog post about that, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago. And I wrote it down here that the attorneys that do their own marketing spend about 183, this is the real research, 183 hours a year on marketing tasks. So that's an hour every workday, to broke it down. So, you know, some attorneys really enjoy marketing. They're okay spending that time. But I mean, you can do the math, whatever you bill your hourly rate at times 183. That is a number that we didn't make up. You can Google that yourself and see that, you know, is that worth it to you? Typically, we would say, hey, let's stick to revenue generating tasks as an attorney and then leave that to either some kind of a third party marketing company that specializes in elder law, or hire your own in-house people that are already trained in that. And you'll end up making more money just practicing law than doing the marketing yourself. Unless you just love doing marketing, and I can, you know, and that's fine too.
That's amazing. So when these attorneys come to you for the first time looking for help, what is the biggest mistake you're seeing that they're doing? Or even if they don't, if you're just seeing it in general, you're like, please don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest issue is just the follow-up. So too many firms, they maybe even have like a decent, halfway decent marketing program, but they get the leads, they get people that are interested in their stuff, watching their videos, downloading the materials, coming to their events, and they're not following up. I know I sound like a broken record when I have conversations with attorneys on the phone, even before they start to work with us. Like, I'm like, do not work with us if you don't have a plan in place to follow up, because if we can get you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of leads and you don't follow up with them, then it's not worth it to you. So I would say like having a program in place that you know, like if this lead comes in for a workshop, we're going to call that lead in addition to any emails that go out, and we're going to thank them for their registration. We're going to do that again the day before, the morning of the event. We're going to just make sure that they're attending, see if they have any final questions, make sure they know where the event is, even if you're leaving voicemails with that, just to show that you care and that you're following up. Same thing with like a download. If someone just downloads a guide, right? You may think, well, if we emailed them the guide, they're on our email newsletter list. But in reality, you have to step back and from the perspective of the person that downloaded that material, why did they download a guide that was talking about protecting their mother's or father's assets from, you know, spending them down to go to the nursing home, right? Well, they probably have some kind of situation either now or in the near future where that's going to be the case. So having a person from your team or that you've outsourced, call those people, thank them for downloading it, ask them why they downloaded it, get their feedback, and make sure you do that. Again, not if you get voicemails, they should be following up with these people multiple times. Also, assuming the lead is going to take action on their own, which kind of goes into the follow-up, and then hearing no or not right now, and then getting frustrated. So that's another one. I mean, I come from a background of marketing and sales. And so if I call 100 people and 5 people tell me yes, or 3 people tell me yes, and the rest of them tell me no, those 95 people, if I was, you know, thinking about it, that could really put a damper in my, you know, my morale, saying like, okay, no. But there are the people that are going to say yes, and you really need to focus on the yeses, even though a lot more of those people are going to say no. And then finally, like one that's kind of unique to online advertising is people can interact with your ads. So you're putting yourself out there in the public, in your community. And if you had a billboard on the side of the road, it was your face, and it was like, come to my law firm, Blake and Blake, right? And people might be like, that guy looks funny or whatever, right? But if it's a Facebook ad or something, someone might actually type, this person looks funny, right? And so that ad might have been seen by tens of thousands of people, and one person wrote on there something mean, and that could totally wreck the confidence of somebody, right? And rightfully so. But if 10,000 people see it and one person says something weird, and you had, you know, you've been able to help tens or, you know, or more people because of that ad with, you know, their family situations, you can't let that one negative thing kind of like wreck your entire marketing campaign just because somebody was having a bad day.
Very true. Sometimes easier said than done, but I get that.
I know it is. I mean, I have the same thing. I'm like, they didn't like my shirt, you know, but I'm like, who is this person? They're probably in their basement, you know, it's probably somebody that wasn't ever going to hire you anyways. So.
Perfect. Well, this is invaluable information, Jim. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and share these tips with us. For any of our attorneys watching that are interested in working with you, want to talk to you about their plan, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can visit us on our website. It's bambiz.net, B-A-M as in Mary, B-I-Z.net. You can also go to .com. We have that too. And then one of the things that's really nice about us, which is a little bit unique from the other marketing agencies, is like everything on our website shows you like what the pricing is, what it includes. Like there's no hidden, like must have a phone call with us to like learn what the pricing is. Like it's there. You like it or don't like it, you know, you can make that phone call. And we never lock anybody in any contracts either. So, you know, you're not like, oh, I have to be with Bambiz for the next 10 years of my life. It's as very simple as, you know, if it's not working out, we don't have to continue together. So, but I think you'd like it.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you.